One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Jessica Riddle. I am 26 years old, and I have been listening to your show for the last 2 weeks or so on Spotify. It's really, really awesome. I started out with the paranormal show, and then I've been listening to the Dream Meaning show recently. And it got me thinking. I've always had a recurring dream since as long as I can remember. I mean, probably since I was 3 or 4. And it stopped after I was about 14, probably when I was in, like, middle school. And I kind of blacked it out for a long time, so it's really foggy. I don't remember all the super, super specific details. But when I was looking on your website about, like, different types of dreams and stuff, I saw that there was a thing about clown dreams. And it's always freaked me out, but I've never had, like, a fear of clowns or anything. So my dream was, and I used to wake up in the middle of the night crying. I couldn't go to sleep. I don't remember how it started, but what I do remember from the dream was that I couldn't wake up out of it. And I heard you guys talking about, like, sleep paralysis and stuff, so I don't know if it had anything to do with that. But I would be sitting on the ground at my grandma's house, and she had an upstairs that had, like, the center of the floor cut out with a railing around it. So we would sit and put our feet out the railing and just, like, look down into the living room. And so that's kind of where my dream starts in my brain nowadays. I'm sitting there with my legs hanging out the railing, and I'm looking down, and all my family is down there, like, eating and stuff, and, like, my cousins are upstairs. And in my dream, I'm probably 6 or 7, and I'm sitting there, and then I look down, and I start to fall down through the railing. And as I'm falling down through the railing, I don't hit a ground. I don't hit anything. I see my grandma's face, and her face, like, morphs into this clown's face. And it's not, like, a creepy clown, but it gave me this really bad feeling. But it was weird because I was falling. I never hit a ground, though. I just keep falling. And, like, I see this clown face, and then I fall into something else. And it's like I'm taking a big, deep breath, but I never exhale, and I can't let out my breath or anything. And then I just fall into, like, this open field. And I'm sitting there, and I try to wake up, and I can't wake up. And I like, lay down, and I close my eyes, and I squeeze them real hard, and I open them, and I think I'm awake. And so I start getting up and getting out of bed and going about my day, and then something really eerie happens. Sometimes it changes. It'll be like my dad will turn into some monster or like some weird person comes around that I've never seen before. And I realize I'm still dreaming, and I get stuck in this loop where I can't get out of the dream. So I'm, like, constantly sitting there and not knowing if I'm awake or not. And I remember, like, I'd wake up crying, and my mom would have to wake me up. And I never knew if I was actually awake or not. And so I would just lay there trying not to go back to sleep, but it was the middle of the night, and I was really little, you know. So I would eventually fall back asleep, but she'd have to, like, sing me Christmas songs or, like, get my head in some other place. But I've always wondered what that meant and why I couldn't wake up, and it freaks me out, like, thinking about it now. And it happened over and over and over again. But to give you some background on kind of what was going on in my life as, like, a childhood, I wasn't necessarily molested, but I was touched by a male babysitter. I actually blacked it out, so I barely remember much of it, but that had happened, and a couple of my cousins had been molested, and things were just kind of weird in our family at that time. And then, I don't know, my mom, there's just been lots of things. Like, me and my mom got trapped in a bathroom by this black guy one time. He had his arm over the door, and he wouldn't let us out, and she was screaming, and nobody'd come, and we eventually, like, got out because he ran away. But just stuff like that happened to us all the time, and it kind of, like, follows her around. So I think that obviously has something to do with it, but the whole not knowing if you're awake and not being able to wake up out of your dream, and I always see this same clown's face. And I remember the specific place we were living at the time, too. It really felt, like, haunted. I don't know. I never knew what it was, but I always got this weird vibe from there. And I'm a very sensitive person. Like, I can feel other people's emotions, and I have to differentiate what's mine and what's theirs. It's taken me a long time to learn about people projecting their emotions, and I just pick up on it real quick. But that's it. So if y'all have any information on it or interpretations on what it could be, just let me know. I'm really interested to see what you guys think. Love your show. It's awesome. I'm going to be listening to it every single day now at work, so helps me get through my day. Thank y'all so much. All right, bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.